From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. ADM, or Archer Daniels Midland, is one of the biggest companies in the realm of agriculture and food products. That's especially true here in Illinois. For several decades, the company was headquartered in Decatur and about 10 years ago moved to Chicago. In recent weeks, though, the company has been caught up in two controversies, one around its accounting and another involving workplace safety. Later in the program, we'll be talking with two reporters from the Illinois Student Newsroom who investigated safety issues and workplace conditions at ADM's Decatur processing plant. That's coming up in a little more than 15 minutes. But we begin with an accounting investigation that's happening at ADM. Last week, the company announced it was placing its chief financial officer on administrative leave as that investigation plays out. It's focused on the company's nutrition business. To talk more about what's going on and what it means for ADM, we're joined now by Patrick Thomas, who covers the business of agriculture for the Wall Street Journal. Patrick, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Brian.
So, as I mentioned, this particular controversy is focused on ADM's nutrition business. I guess maybe we should just start with sort of a baseline. What exactly is that? What does that part of ADM do?
Yeah, it's one of the smaller, it's a great question because it's one of the smaller and honestly lesser known parts of ADM that is only kind of a recent addition to the business, right? I mean, ADM's storied company, they're one of the largest commodity traders and processors in the world. That's part of the storied ABCDs of agriculture, along with Bunge and Cargill and Louis Dreyfus. So ADM's been a storied name up there. In 2022, they did about $101 billion in revenue. Their nutrition unit was just over $7 billion. So it's a much smaller part of the company. And what it does is it essentially, it focuses on creating, well, kind of, as you'd imagine, like nutrition, certain ingredients. It's a very, it focuses on like the ingredients in a protein bar or in animal health supplements and other flavors. It's a very niche part, or plant-based meats, for example. That's another kind of more maybe known. It's one of the more consumer-y parts of ADM's business because ADM itself is, you know, one of the big commodity traders. They move corn, they move soybeans, they process ethanol and that sort of. So they're kind of behind the scenes in a lot of like the various things we consume day to day and loaves of bread and that sort of thing. Nutrition is a little bit closer to the consumer in that regard. And it's a little bit more insulated from some of their commodity sides. So that's a little bit how it fits into the business and something they wanted to grow over the last decade. But, you know, think of it, a good way to think of it is what goes into Beyond Meat or Impossible, the kind of byproduct of what makes up those patties. So that's kind of its place. It's smaller. They've done billions of dollars of deals in trying to expand this, especially 10 years ago. They bought company called Wild Flavors for about $3 billion, largest deals of all time, to really expand this, to make ingredients for protein drinks and plant-based alternatives, animal feeds, all that good stuff.
How is that part of the company doing compared with ADM as a whole?
Well, again, and this was supposed to be the part of the company that kind of insulated it from kind of the boom and bust cycles of the commodity market. You know, for example, just to take listeners back here a couple of years ago, there was the ag recession in the mid-2010s. Commodity prices fell, corn was dropping below $4, and that really hurt a lot of the ag sector by and large. And ADM kind of wanted to grow this nutrition segment as a way to insulate it or to tell investors on Wall Street, hey, we're going to try and keep our company a little bit more insulated from these cycles and maybe try and get rid of. The Wall Street Journal reported at the time there was a lot of consolidation. They tried to buy Bunge. There were a lot of moves happening. You know, Monsanto got bought by Bayer at the time. So that was a period of consolidation and a lot of change. And what ADM ended up settling on was to try and build up this nutrition business. And the goal was to build it up as a stable source of profit for the company. That's been harder to do. It hasn't done as well. Some of that has to do with, you know, kind of the plant-based meats not doing as well as a lot of people thought. And the last year, you know, the operating profit for it, it fell from $177 million to $138 million in a year ago, or their last quarter, excuse me. So it's a part of the business that has just disappointed analysts. It hasn't done as well. hasn't met the expectations that some investors had hoped it would have. So it's been a struggling unit for them in recent months.
So then we get to this point now where the company's, as I mentioned, the company's CFO is on administrative leave as ADM is investigating accounting practices in the nutrition business. What do we know about what happened that led up to this?
Yeah, there's still a lot we don't know in terms of exactly what took place. What we do know is that it centers around the nutrition business. And it follows a document request from the SEC. So the SEC is looking into something regarding something at ADM's accounting practices. And ADM says this is centered around their nutrition business. And they've put their CFO, Vikram Luthar, who's a longtime veteran of the company, moved into CFO role about a year and a half ago, if memory serves correctly. But he's been at the company for a long time. And this is focused on what they say intersegment transactions at the company. So sales of one part of the business to another. So for example, if this is just an example, we don't actually know what the intersegment sale was, but you know, if they were selling soy byproduct or something along those lines into the nutrition business. So a sale internally from one of the plants that handles soybeans from the farmers and gets processed into various oils or such, and then it gets sold into their nutrition business to go into a granola bar or something along those lines. You know, that's just an example. I'm not sure if that's exactly what happened, but you know, so that's what they're looking into. Those are the kind of
shenanigans, you might say, right? I mean, is that? Wouldn't say that because you're a distinguished journalist from the Wall Street Journal, but
I can't assume anything. But ADM is cooperating with the SEC, and they've said more recently, even as Friday, and they put out another form with the SEC saying that in a form, kind of relaying what they told employees on Friday that this will not have a material effect on their business. So they don't expect this to impact their earnings for the latest quarter. They did lower their guidance and kind of removed the outlook for the nutrition business, lowered the guidance from $7 a share to $6.90 for the year. So it's still kind of up in the air what exactly this is going to mean. And they delayed earnings, which normally happened this week. ADM typically reports their quarterly earnings for this part of the year in late January. They've kicked it back. So we'll have to see. And they're obviously doing an internal investigation into these accounting practices. So there's still a lot we won't know. Some more we'll figure out here in the coming weeks. But it's certainly thrown a wrench in things and sent their stock falling about 20% the day after it was announced. So that's a big loss for some investors.
Yeah. All right. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're talking about ADM, the major agriculture business based here in Illinois. And in particular, we're talking about troubles with the company's accounting. It's put its CFO on administrative leave as an investigation plays out. And as we just heard, the company's finances have, at least as measured by the stock market, have taken a turn for the worse. We're talking about all of this with a reporter at the Wall Street Journal called Patrick Thomas. He covers the business of agriculture there. We taped this part of our conversation earlier this morning, so we are not taking calls for this part of the show. You will be able to call in shortly, but do let us know what you think by emailing talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. So, Patrick, we can get into the financial side of things a little bit more in a moment, but you know, you mentioned an internal investigation. I understand there's a temporary CFO now. What else is the company doing about this?
Yeah, so they've appointed an interim CFO, and at the moment, interim that's worked as their president of Europe, Middle East, and actually the head of the company's part of the nutrition business too. So it's in working in the animal nutrition part of that. So same segment, but so they've appointed interim. They've appointed outside counsel to do the investigation. They say they take this seriously. At the moment, that's about all we have. They haven't said much else, to the dismay of some some Wall Street analysts have actually called this out in some research. There hasn't been much information, and I think that they like some more transparency into what exactly this means for the financials. But at the moment, there hasn't been a lot said. And as some analysts, so not me saying it, but some have pointed out, you know, that probably contributed to some of the stock declines that we've seen, is I think investors would like some information and would like to see how this resolves. But at the moment, the company seems to be content taking the last week to take their time and look at the matter and see what they have here. So at this point, we're not sure.
So this is not ADM's first experience with scandal, or I guess in this case, alleged scandal, right? I mean, there was an entire book. Right. But there was an entire book for a not alleged, I guess, established scandal back in the 90s in terms of price fixing. There was a book. There was a movie starring Matt Damon based on that book. Even at this early stage, I wonder what effect those past scandals are having on how people are thinking about what's could be happening at ADM now.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point, and that was the first thing that was invoked in a lot of the media that came out right after this happened was, this reminds investors as a callback to the 1990s, the last time ADM was embroiled in some sort of accounting-related issue, right? And I think it's reasonable to say that might have spooked investors maybe a little more than, I mean, again, we don't know the details, but you know, it probably scared some folks and led to a stock reaction that it did. And some analysts did note that they were concerned what this means, broader implications for management. Who was this going to ensnare? You know, it's a callback a little bit to the 90s of making people wonder, oh, the last time ADM had a big accounting scandal, what is this going to mean this time? Or is it happening again? Is history repeating itself? Again, premature to exactly note that. But people do remember, I mean, The Informant with Matt Damon about the 90s price-fixing scandal. Well, it was on TV last night when I was flipping channels. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's ADM. So I'm like, you know, I don't think that was a coincidence that was on TV. I think some probably reminded somebody to play that movie. So it's not one you just randomly pull. So, you know, I think it does jog some memories from those days. And that's ADM clearly is very sensitive to that. They don't want that to happen. And they're trying to, I assume they'll come out and say, look, they'll try and assuage fears saying this is not the same or what have you. And probably one of the reasons why they put out Friday a note saying it wouldn't have a material effect is trying to calm folks a bit. But we'll see. It's still up in the air.
Now, you mentioned I think you did a nice job of explaining the context of how, you know, nobody buys ADM branded protein bars. It's not a consumer facing business for the most part, and yet it is in so much of what we consume. How should the everyday person who's right, you know, who's maybe not an agriculture person themselves, how could this possibly affect everyday people? You know, if something does. You know, if there's fire where we're potentially seeing smoke right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to keep in mind that ADM's $100 billion company, and a massive employer, and just part of the network of plumbing of Midwest agriculture, and not only the ag market in general. I mean, Midwest employers too, right? I mean, this is a huge part of the Illinois economy. Not just the Illinois economy, the Midwest economy, and just the U.S. as an agriculture powerhouse and all the different things it touches. You probably haven't, you know, you've probably eaten a product today of some form that was from ADM grain or its processing, or filled your car with or some blend of ethanol to fill your car. So it touches all parts of your life, whether you don't see it or not. So it's an instrumental part of the internal plumbing, I guess, of this country, if that makes sense. But it's important. It employs a ton of people. And it's, again, not something you hear about all the time, but just really important. And something there's this much money involved, there's investors' money involved, it's something you want to keep an eye on. And it's a company at a very important time, too. I mean, agriculture commodities have fallen by a good number since last year after the war in Ukraine spiked corn and wheat and that sort of thing. And, you know, their margins they're getting from soybean oil, from renewable diesel has been down as more capacity has come online. All that to say is a lot of the commodity markets are working against the company at the time too, and this kind of put on top of it is just not a good look for the company at this time. So it's something that the everyday consumer hasn't heard of, but should focus on. It has a lot of implications, and not only consumers, but anybody that cares about kind of Midwest, I guess, the job market and the economy of the Midwest. It's an important company. Can't overstate that fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one that is omnipresent here in central Illinois where I live. Yes. Patrick Thomas, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about safety at an ADM processing plant in Decatur. Two U of I journalism students investigated dozens of mishaps at that plant, including several that got the attention of OSHA. One worker even died in an incident at the rail yard near the plant. We'll talk more about it with the reporters after the break. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.